This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: President Draupadi Murmu visits Senapati district of Manipur and inaugurates 6 different development projects in the district. The Secretary of Department of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation Ministry of Jal Jak Shakti, V. L. Kantharao, chairs a high-level review meeting at the Brahmaputra Board headquarters in Guwahati. Nagaland government launches the integrated data platform in Kohima, marking a significant milestone in its digital education journey. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu visited Senapati district of Manipur yesterday and inaugurated 6 different development projects implemented in the district. She also laid foundation stones for 5 other development projects for the district. Among the inaugurated projects by the president includes a model residential school, development at a cost of Rs. 25 crores, true primary healthcare centre upgraded at Rs. 10 crore and 2 Bailey bridges constructed at the cost of Rs. 11 crores. The inaugurated and foundation-laid projects are in various areas including girls and boys hostels, policing and public safety, healthcare, community and tribal education and other. After reaching Senapati district, the headquarters, the president met internally displaced persons, IDPs, taking shelter in relief camps and interacted with them. She also met and interacted with the leader of Maram tribe, the only tribe in Manipur under the category of particularly vulnerable tribal groups, PVTGs. Later, the president inaugurated and laid foundation stones of the project at a function held at Multipurpose Hall in Senapati district. A short film of the Maram tribe PM Janman initiative of the district was also shown in the function. Speaking about Manipur, the president said that the strength of Manipur lies in its diversity, culture, languages and tradition. She said that the hill and valley of the state have always complemented each other like two sides of the same beautiful land, and urged all communities living in Manipur to continue to support each other for peace and reconciliation. The president said that the government of India recognized the aspiration of the people of Manipur and urged all to work for peace and prosperity of the state. The Secretary of Department of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation Ministry of Jal Shakti, V.L. Kantharao, chaired a high-level review meeting at the Brahmaputra Board headquarters in Guwahati to assess the progress of water resources projects across the Brahmaputra and Barak Basin states. The meeting saw participation from senior officials of the water resources departments of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Tripura, Sikkim and West Bengal, along with officials from the ministry and regional organizations, as well as officers of the Brahmaputra Board. The discussion focused on the implementation status of River Basin, Aster Plan, recommendations by all 9 basin states, progress of works undertaken by the Brahmaputra Board, physical and financial progress of ongoing projects under the ministry, and the review of state proposals submitted to Department of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation. State officials provided updates and action taken towards implementing master plan recommendations, while the secretary emphasized the importance of robust interstate coordination for integrated basin-level water management. Sikkim Legislative Assembly yesterday unanimously passed a proposal granting Scheduled Tribe ST status to 12 communities. The House approved the recommendations included in the detailed report recently submitted by the high-level committee formed by Government of Sikkim. Recently, Lok Sabha MP from Sikkim, Indra Hang Subba, debated to provide ST status this 12 left-out communities in the 0 hour of parliamentary proceedings. This move will help ensure official scheduled tribe benefits and rights for people belonging to these 12 communities of Sikkim. Chief Minister of Sikkim Prem Singh Tamang informed the House that the Government of Sikkim now plans to communicate with the Government of India and the state concerned authorities to advance the formal process based on the approved report. The House unanimously expressed confidence that this step marks a major milestone towards ensuring fair opportunities and social security for all communities in Sikkim. The Nagaland government has launched the integrated data platform in Kohima, marking a significant milestone in its digital education journey. The IDP envisions a transformative system that consolidates Nagaland's diverse educational data sets into a single unified platform. It currently hosts 11 dashboards covering key domains of school functioning, offering stakeholders a comprehensive overview for informed planning and decision-making. Officially launching the IDP, Advisor Yomi said the IDP will greatly enhance the functioning of the Vidya Samiksha Kendra, the state's central nerve center for data analysis and decision support. He emphasized that robust data systems are crucial not only for good governance, but also for improving learning outcomes, strengthening accountability, and ensuring equitable, high-quality education for every child in Nagaland. Alongside the IDP, the department also unveiled SwiftChat, a new application aimed at simplifying the harmonizing daily digital interaction within the education system. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said yesterday that the implementation of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita has brought notable improvements in Tripura's law and order system. Addressing the media at Pragna Bhavan after a state-level review of the DGSP and IGSP Conference 2025 outcomes, he noted that all police personnel have been trained using modern methods, resulting in significant progress, particularly in forensic investigations. The Chief Minister said forensic laboratories are now being used more extensively in case investigations with a stronger focus on scientific methods. According to him, the new legal framework has helped speed up investigations and raise the conviction rate, thereby strengthening public confidence in policing. In Arunachal Pradesh, a preparatory meeting for the nationwide campaign Prashanna Gaon Ki Or 2025 to be observed during the Good Governance Week from the 19th to the 25th of this month was convened yesterday by Oli Permi, Deputy Commissioner Lobar Subansiri District. While chairing the meeting, the DC highlighted the aims and objectives of the campaign, reiterating the government's commitment to responsive, transparent and citizen-friendly governance. She informed that the district administration will organize special camps across the district to resolve public grievances and ensure improved service delivery at the grassroots level. In Meghalaya, the members of the Raj Laban Sports Club, an organization in collaboration with the Garo Welfare Society, yesterday organized a floral tribute ceremony to commemorate the 153rd death anniversary of the freedom fighter Patuga Nengminda Sangma at the Warrior Memorial Garden in Shillong. The ceremony began with a prayer service conducted by Reverend Pastor P. Marak and flower tribute to warriors. Local MLA cum Cabinet Minister Sanbor Shulai, who is also the president of the organization, offered welcome address and expressed his sincere thanks to all the members present in the occasion. In Nagaland, a major wildfire broke out yesterday in the western Zuko Valley in Kohima District. Officials said the blaze was first spotted by a tourist guide who alerted Konoma village authorities and the district administration. Four trekkers were rescued from the site of the incident. Team leader of the reconnaissance and rescue operations constituted by the Deputy Commissioner Kohima informed that four trekkers were at the site when the fire was reported, having stayed overnight. Officials confirmed that all four trekkers are safe with no injuries or loss of life. Slaughtering helpless animals in public for the purpose of selling meat creates an unpleasant and disturbing sight for people. A number of slaughterhouses are being constructed, which will be far away from open areas in Agartala. Agartala Municipal Corporation will set up slaughterhouses in every major market under its jurisdiction. Mayor Deepak Mujumdar said this while visiting the proposed site for the slaughterhouses at Durga Chaumuhani Market in Agartala. He stated that selling meat in open public spaces is prohibited. Keeping this in mind, slaughterhouses will be constructed in every major market. As part of the initiative, the first slaughterhouse is being built at Durga Chaumuhani Market. This facility will ensure that meat is processed at a designated place and then supplied elsewhere for sale, thereby maintaining quality and preventing visual pollution. Now, before we close the headline once again, President Draupadi Murmu visits Senapati district of Manipur and inaugurates six different development projects in the district. The Secretary of Department of Water Resource, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation, Ministry of Jal Shakti, V. L. Kantharao, chairs a high-level review meeting at the Brahmaputra board headquarters in Guwahati. Nagaland government launches the integrated data platform in Kohima, marking a significant milestone in its digital education journey. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.